Welcome to Bloomers in the Garden. I'm Len Schroeder.
And I'm Julio Zamora.
You know, one of the best things you can do to protect your shrubs over the winter is to buy an anti-transpirant. It's like chapstick for your plants.
Do you have a southern magnolia? Are the seed heads disappearing? You have a thief.
Are you looking to attract more wild birds? We'll help you out with some great tips.
Have you ever wondered what our favorite houseplant was? We'll tell you in a fourth segment.
Don't go to Thanksgiving dinner empty-handed. We're going to suggest some hostess gifts you can bring.
So stay tuned, and we'll be right back in the garden right after these messages. Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com. And we'll see you in the garden.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Before the weather gets too cold, now's the time to apply Fertilume's winterizer for established lawns. Grass absorbs the greatest amount of nutrients later in the season, just prior to the winter months. This 25-5-6 analysis also contains 5 micronutrients: boron, copper, iron, manganese, and zinc. Fertilume's winterizer for established lawns builds hardiness, stem strength, and disease resistance, ensuring a healthy, stable plant which can endure the hardships of winter better than weaker plants. Lawns fed in the fall are first to green up in the spring. So, the next time you are visiting your favorite garden center, ask for Fertilume's winterizer for established lawns and expect to have the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood.
Neighbors Garden Center, Main Street, Hellertown, PA. Rhodes Garden, Delcab Pike, North Wales, Pennsylvania. Rourke Farm Supply, Elmer, New Jersey. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York Tri-State area on Classic Oldies 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome, everybody, to Bloomers in the Garden. Len, we call it chapstick for your plants, but what it does, it prevents winter burn on your broadleafed evergreens and conifers.
Right.
We're not going
to
get sued.
Don't go to your gardens that are looking for chapstick.
No.
Chapstick for your plants.
That's right.
I'm going to buy a whole bunch of them, melt them down.
No.
All right. So wilt proof, wilt stop. They are products that are made out of, it's basically a pine resin that they use to... and that it's broken down so that you can spray it on your plants.
That's great.
Julio, tell me about your boxwood.
Yes.
And that how they turn white.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Well, you know, during the wintertime, I'm in an area in the east where I got a lot of wind because it's wide open.
Yeah. And yeah, that school, and it just whips through.
Yeah, whips right through there. You know, that's where my neighbor lost a big elm tree back there. But anyway, you know, I have to protect those because they're shallow root systems, and
right.
So I use wilt stop.
Okay.
And it is the best thing I've ever done.
What was happening before you used Wilt Stop?
They were getting brown. I was getting brown and
whole sections.
Yeah, a little bit of white on it. Yeah.
So what happens is plants through their leaves, right? That they give off moisture, you know, absorb it from the roots, and they lose moisture through their leaves. And the winter, we always talk about how the winter is so dry. Like, you know, how come, like, in your house, you get bloody noses out of nowhere. You think you've got some weird disease and you want to go to the doctor. But it's just because the humidity is so low.
Yeah,
and outside, it's the same thing. And what happens, these plants that are out there, and they're getting hit by the wind, that it damages your plants. So broadleafs especially, because they have such a big leaf surface.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Huge. You know, last week we were talking about camellias.
Yeah.
This would be perfect for camellias.
It would be, yes.
Rhododendrons, any type of broadleaf. On some of the conifers, you have to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. How does it work? So you coat the leaves of your plants. You just spray it on. You don't paint it on with a paintbrush. It's not. You just spray it on.
But you have
to do it at the right time. And right now, late fall, when the temperatures are still above freezing, but you know that the plant is on its way to dormancy, it can't freeze on the plant.
Right.
So make sure that you spray it when it's anywhere between, say, 35 or above, and you want it to dry on the plant, then you're okay. Then you're okay. But you know what's interesting?
Mm-hmm.
You can use this on houseplants.
Oh, well, you know, I never thought of that one.
You can use it on houseplants, and that, depending on the variety, like I wouldn't use it on African violets, but any of the, like we're going to talk about houseplants in a segment coming up, but any of the large-leafed varieties of plants, like peace lilies, it would be fine. You want to spray it on those, too, but be careful because it is a resin thing, so you don't want to necessarily do it on your carpet.
Right. Yeah,
but it works the same way. In the dry environment that you have during the winter, that it will lock in that moisture and stop it from losing. And it's easier to take care of your plants then.
It is, yeah.
So, again, same idea.
Mm-hmm.
Same idea. What is the resistance to people not using Wilt Stop, Wilt Proof, anti-transparent? Why do people not want to get it, Julio?
They probably don't know anything about it. Number one,
right?
You know, they have no idea.
Yeah.
You know, the great use of that, because another thing is they don't know about the transparent part of it,
right? They don't realize, but in springtime, they'll come in and they say, oh, there's something wrong with my plant. But the issue is that it's just winter burn.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody has heard, anybody who's planted things has struggled with winter burn. So I suggest everybody just go, and everyone who owns an azalea or owns a rhododendron, camellias, what else can you do it on? Is Kalmia. Same type of thing.
Same thing, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. So you go PJMs.
PJMs.
All of your broadleafs. Mm-hmm. All of your broadleafs.
Mm-hmm.
Cherry laurel. You have a cherry laurel hedge? Get out there.
Yeah.
Get out there and spray it. Deciduous plants, this is not.
This is not
the same thing.
Yeah.
But it's broad-leafed evergreens. That's what you want to do. I know that for a fact that this is not like a new discovery.
Mm-hmm.
This product has been around for probably 75 years.
Wow.
It's not like it's a brand new thing.
It's
also, it's organic.
Oh, yeah.
It does so much more for your landscape than anything else. You know, you're going to feed them. You're putting money into it.
Sure.
You gotta protect your plants because a lot of times you come up back and all of a sudden it's springtime and it's dead.
Yeah, I know.
What's going on? You're wondering why. Where this will give them that protection, that extra protection that they need.
Another thing is you don't have to reapply it. You just do it once a season.
One and done.
Yeah, one and done. That's what it's so easy, isn't it?
And it comes in easy. You can put it on the end of a hose and do it that way, or you could do it with a Windex bottle that comes into this a spray ready to use bottle.
Yeah.
I don't know. I you know the one thing we forgot?
What's that?
it works the same way on all of your Christmas greens, your wreaths, your roping, right. your Christmas
yes.
tree.
Yes, it does.
It will protect all of your greens that you're getting in another month, maybe even sooner.
Yeah.
You think about it, that mm-hmm. that it's going to be, I mean, Christmas mm-hmm. trees are coming into bloomers in another week or so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you spray, do the same thing on your Christmas tree, on your wreaths, on your roping, especially if you're bringing stuff inside the house. If you're bringing cut greens in or you're doing something along mm-hmm. those lines, bunches of, you know.
Yeah.
Boughs, right?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
What a great product, huh?
It is. Underused, another one. We always bring these things to you, not because we sell them, just because we say that they're underused.
Yeah, they're not, yeah.
They're like that hidden gem.
It is. Like, it's like lost in the jungle.
It's the one that will make your neighbors say, how come their plants are always so nice?
So nice, yeah. What's going on over there? What's going on over Len's house? Everything's green.
Well, you know, it's because I use Woodstop. Right. Anyway, if you've got questions about how to use it, where to find it, your garden centers are going to be able to help you there, because most of them are going to have it too, because they actually bring it in this time of the year, not because it's so great for plants, but it's because they sell so much of it for Christmas trees.
Yeah,
but you need to do it before things go totally freeze. So you can't spray this when it's below 32 degrees. So it's got to be done now.
There you go.
Anything to add, Julio?
No.
All right.
We've got it.
We'll be back in the garden right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. You know, some of our most frequent questions revolve around organic container gardening for houseplants, annuals, and of course, vegetables. Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Blend Organic Potting Soil is a lightweight soil mixture made with salmon, blueberry, lobster, and other compost, as well as calcium and chitin-rich lobster shells, sphagnum peat, perlite, and kelp meal. It is a great soil. And Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Organic Potting Soil is rich in organic material, creating lush, disease-resistant plants that require less watering, less feeding. Its rich, dark brown color provides the perfect balance between water retention and drainage needed for healthy plants. Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Blend Organic Potting Soil is available at these local retailers.
Pickering Valley Feed and Farm, Exton, Pennsylvania. Ashcombe Farm and Greenhouses, Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. Espen Shades Garden Centers and Greenhouse, Lititz, Pennsylvania.
Your next houseplant is waiting for you in Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse. Bloomers recognizes that houseplant choices are as important to your interior decorating as the fabric on your couch. The right plant paired with the perfect container can bring a dynamic change to your home. A houseplant brings life to your world and connects your home's interior to the greater outdoors. Even a small succulent placed on your coffee table has a way of connecting your living room to the Amazon rainforest. How about an air plant in your kitchen? Looking for an indoor flowering plant to add color to your plant palette? Bloomers has a large revolving assortment of flowering beauties. From aglaonemas to ZZ plants, Bloomers Greenhouse is stocked with your next favorite indoor plant. Bloomers carries a large selection of pottery and containers to match your home's decor and make any of your plants more beautiful. Bloomers experts can help you care for your plants and have the fertilizer, insecticides, leaf shine, and specialty soils you need to grow healthy and happy indoor plants. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse and make every room in your home a living room. Visit bloomers.com for more information. That's bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 a.m. WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden. Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Julio, I have a 30-foot-tall southern magnolia in my backyard.
Beautiful.
It absolutely is beautiful.
Yeah, can't beat it.
It gets full of flowers, giant white flowers. You know, I'm holding about the size of a volleyball, white like that. And then it gets the centers that are yellow.
Yeah.
Oh. It is a fantastic tree.
And the leaves themselves are so shiny and big.
Yeah, big and evergreen.
Oof.
Evergreen. Now, after the flower petals fall, okay, that the seed heads form. And it's basically what happens. Everything that's white around that leaves that seed head. Now, a few weeks ago, just 3 weeks ago, I'm holding a seed head in my hand, by the way. Uh-huh. I'm pointing it at Julio.
Yeah.
That this seed head was a bright, glowing pink.
Ooh, beautiful.
It was stunning. Mm. It was stunning. All over the tree and all of them, that they were just ripening up.
Really?
And what happens is these seed heads, and remember, ladies and gentlemen, we talk about it all the time. You may think that your tomato plants are there to grow tomatoes for you, or the flowers are there to grow flowers for you, but what they're really meant to do is be fruitful and multiply.
Propagation.
they are meant to grow seeds, necessarily tomatoes, but it's all about the seed.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at how beautiful the magnolia was with the seed heads and looking stunning. So you get multiple seasons. All right. But my point is, all of a sudden they're gone.
They
disappeared. Right?
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm looking out in my backyard. I'm out hearing the thud. On the boom. It's like, the damn squirrels are up in the tree eating the seed heads from the magnolia and biting them off and dropping them to the ground.
Oh, boy.
So all of a sudden, I'm looking all over. Where are these things? And I have a monetary interest in this magnolia. Okay?
Yes, you do.
All right. This magnolia is not only grown because it's a beautiful plant, but also because we sell bunches of it for Christmas.
Yeah.
And the seed heads are part of that. And now these squirrels are eating the seed heads.
Seeds.
So if you look at a magnolia, the seed head inside, there's these little red little seeds. Mm-hmm. And that's what the squirrels and the birds are going after them too.
Yeah.
But they're not cutting them off.
Yeah.
You know, so it looks almost like a pumpkin seed, a red pumpkin seed.
Yeah, cranberry.
And I just threw one at Julio. So,
ooh, that was delicious.
I dare you to try one.
Uh-huh.
But again, that the seed heads are a source of food for the squirrels and for the wildlife. So
it
could be, you know, the Sierra Club person.
Yeah.
Say how great it is rather than the person that wants to get a BB gun and shoot them.
Yeah.
Did I say that on the air? I think I did.
Well,
anyway, but they're taking them in their mouths and they're carrying them off too.
Yeah.
There's a squirrel jumping on my fence and
taking
it's
them
like, where the heck is it going? I think they're bringing it to their nest, and they're using it, the materials to build their nest. They're using it for a food source.
Yeah, they know.
I don't know. So,
fattening up.
Southern magnolia, great plant.
Beautiful.
Again, it's great for Christmas greens. But if you're wondering where all your pretty seed heads have gone,
you know
see where
going.
Your squirrels, see if your squirrels are stealing them, trying to take them away.
I'm telling you.
Do you have a southern magnolia in your yard?
No, I don't have room for it.
You don't have room for it?
No.
Even for like little narrow variety.
Yeah.
Right? Mine is big. This one was planted before. I think it's Edith Bogue.
Uh-huh.
That variety gets real, real tall. Like I said, it's about 30 foot
tall.
30 foot
is pretty good size.
And it's probably about 15 to 20 foot wide.
Okay.
It's big.
It's big, yeah.
But it's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
It
little gem is a little smaller, 20, 25?
It's more compact.
Oh, compact.
Yeah, grows more like a cylinder than it does a pyramidal plant.
Pyramidal.
But it is evergreen. It is great for, like, people ask, what do you have that I could block my neighbor?
There you go.
This is perfect, but everyone wants, I'll take arborvitae.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Be imaginative, folks.
Yeah.
use a great southern magnolia to block your neighbors. You know,
and you get flowers and you get seeds.
Bonus all over.
Yeah.
So, tell you, the attractiveness of the seed head on the bunch of magnolia. Mm-hmm. It's a great plant.
Beautiful, yeah.
Great plant. Easy to take care of. Easy. No major insects or diseases.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. It's you should plant one, Julio.
I think you have room. I do have room, yeah.
Next to your house?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Little Gem is a smaller variety. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take over. It's not like this one. This one is getting a little big.
Yeah.
But we keep trimmed taking all of the branches up from harvesting it, so I don't think I can reach the bottom branches yet. So it keeps getting limbed up, now it's starting to more look like a street tree.
Oh, brother.
I don't know. Anyway, if you've got questions about a southern magnolia that we've talked about, different varieties, we can steer you to the right one. Check out your local garden centers. Right now, they have their nursery stock on sale. I bet it.
Oh,
anyway,
yeah, sure.
All right. We're going to be right back in the garden right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Before the weather gets too cold, now's the time to apply Fertilume's winterizer for established lawns. Grass absorbs the greatest amount of nutrients later in the season, just prior to the winter months. This 25-5-6 analysis also contains 5 micronutrients: boron, copper, iron, manganese, and zinc. Fertilume's winterizer for established lawns builds hardiness, stem strength, and disease resistance, ensuring a healthy, stable plant which can endure the hardships of winter better than weaker plants. Lawns fed in the fall are first to green up in the spring. So, the next time you are visiting your favorite garden center, ask for Fertilume's winterizer for established lawns and expect to have the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood.
Smeltzer & Son Feed Supply, Route 9, Cape May, New Jersey. Mastardi Nursery, Chester Pike, Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. Bloomers Home & Garden Center, Herfel Cross Keys Road, Washington Township, New Jersey. The Bird Sanctuary at Bloomers Home & Garden Center is dedicated to the care and feeding of wild birds. We carry a flock of feeders like the Brome Squirrel Proof Feeder, which has a lifetime guarantee. Brome makes fantastic feeders for frustrating squirrels and feeding songbirds. Bloomers Bird Sanctuary has a vast selection of wild bird seed, suet, seed cakes, and mealworms. We carry Lyric, Cole, CNS, Pine Tree Farms, and our own line called Bloomers Blend. Bloomers Blend Songbird Magnet contains premium black oil sunflower, peanut splits, millet, safflower, and tree nuts. It's sure to attract the most colorful songbirds to your yard. Bloomers Home & Garden Center is located in Washington Township in Gloucester County, New Jersey. Visit us online at www.bloomers.com. When you come in, ask for Shirley Spurbeck, Bloomers Wild Bird Specialist. Mention you heard it on Bloomers in the Garden Radio, and we'll give you $10 off a 20-pound bag of Bloomers Blend Songbird Magnet Mix. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back in the garden, folks. Len, 40% of the population feed wild birds. Now, that is pretty amazing, isn't it?
It is. More than 50 million people in North America feed the birds.
50 million. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
certain studies have proved, and I know it's, all right, I am 6'3 and about 250 pounds. Little guy, but
no, you're not.
You know, and I'm not like what you would consider the typical person that would enjoy watching the birds. But man,
more like wrestling.
it mellows me out, and their studies have proven that it lowers blood pressure, lowers stress, anxiety, depression.
Wow, all those.
I tell you, it is something that. And Maria's here in the studio with us, and she said this morning she's talking about the birds. And I sound like an old person. So anyway, but it's very cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
I did something recently. Like I wanted to track Blue Jays.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Blue Jays. You know, like the baseball team.
Right.
So big, beautiful,
gorgeous.
A little bit loud and obnoxious sounding, but. I wanted to attract blue jays. So I went and I bought a feeder that it uses whole peanuts.
The whole thing.
Wow. Like the whole, like in the shell.
Wow.
And you put it in there and that the blue jays will eat it. So like I put it up a couple of days ago. So this morning it was early. It was probably about 7 o'clock. So this is what I did. All right. And I don't know if you can hear this.
Oh, I hear it.
You hear it? I played it on my phone. So I'm playing this on my phone. I left it out there.
Outside,
right? And I went back inside and I forgot about it. And I brought my phone back in.
Right.
I look again, 15 minutes later, three Blue Jays.
Three Blue Jays. Wow.
I know I've done it with Cardinals where online you can find the calls of different birds.
Yeah.
And that you play it, and it worked. I couldn't believe it. I didn't think it would work with Blue Jays.
Because,
again, Blue Jays can be a little, like I said, obnoxious.
Yeah,
but pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is pretty neat.
Pretty amazing. The key to attracting birds, is feeding them the right thing.
Sure.
You have a bird feeder. What kind of bird feeder do you have?
I have the
Brome?
Brome, yeah. The Brome.
Brome feeder. Yep. We talk about that, about the bird sanctuary on our commercial.
Cylindrical,
And lifetime guarantee. Great feeder.
Beautiful.
But that has on it a ring that's for cardinals, so that cardinals, they want to perch when they eat. A lot of times where you'll have a cylindrical feeder, you won't get cardinals unless it has that. They need to perch and feed, and it needs to be big enough for them to do that.
Yeah.
They're like birds like clingers.
Clingers, yeah.
Now, those are woodpeckers. Chickadees, nuthatches, they all, like you look at them and they have those long claws that they climb up and down a tree.
Sure.
And they need to cling on to something to feed.
Right.
So you may not see them as much as like a platform feeder, but you certainly will see them on those tube feeders for sure.
Oh, yeah. I've seen them.
No matter what feeder you have, if you're feeding junk, okay?
Cheap.
Here in the studio that we have with us, and if you go to Bloomer's Instagram page or if you go to our Facebook page, you'll see what we're talking about. So I went to, I'm going to say it out loud, I went to Tractor Supply, I went to Sam's Club, I went to all of the major suppliers where people think they can get cheap birdseed. Oh, look, I got birdseed. Yeah. I only paid so much. We have this bird seed in here that's called Royal Wing Splendid Blend Wild Bird Food. The first ingredient is Milo.
Milo.
Birds don't like Milo. If you're one of those people that have, like, don't like feeding the birds, for one, because it costs so much and it kicks out, the birds seem to kick out and it grows on the grass.
Yeah.
Like, it turns up and ends up growing grass.
Grass on there.
Stop feeding the birds stuff they don't eat.
Yeah.
They're not going to eat it.
No.
So cheap bird food, you're wasting money. And you'll say, but my feeder is emptied all the time. That's because they're picking out the few little kernels of sunflower seeds and they're throwing everything else on the ground.
Yeah.
Get a heavy black oil sunflower, all black oil sunflower. The blend that we have at Bloomer's, that one that we talk about on the radio, it's a mixture of tree nuts, safflower, sunflower, and
millet.
At home, I feed mostly all sunflower hearts. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. That's the when you get sunflower seeds and you eat them, not without the shell, right. It looks exactly like that.
Yeah.
And every bird will eat it.
Oh, yeah.
Every bird will eat it.
Yep.
And that way, you'll draw a large quantity mm-hmm. and variety of birds.
Oh, yeah. That's what you want.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you have problems with squirrels, you want to use safflower. And I'll tell you what, cardinals, you want cardinals.
Oh,
safflower is loved by cardinals.
Yeah.
Do a combination of safflower and sunflower mm-hmm. kernels. You'll have plenty of cardinals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's something called hot meats. If you have an issue with squirrels, squirrels have saliva glands. Birds don't. When you go and like when we taste, you know, Mexican food that's hot, it's like, hey, that's hot. Ooh. A bird couldn't tell.
Yeah.
But a squirrel can. And that's why that there's capsaicin pepper that's in the hot meats and mixed with the hot meats to keep the squirrels out of it. Now, say you have, like you like Bloomer Songbird magnet mix, but it doesn't have the capsaicin pepper. You can buy the mix and add it to your own feed and mix it five pounds at a time and put it right in your seed.
Beautiful. Yeah. That we want. No problems with the little guys, little buggers.
Little buggers. Yeah. We've had a few people call them buggers and other things. You have to get the right feeder and to feed the right way. Like some people like morning doves. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
They coo and they're all right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay.
You don't like morning doves?
No,
I don't. Julio has an ugly upturned lip about morning doves.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Morning doves are okay. But they want to feed off the ground.
I know.
So they're one of those birds that will eat the junk that's being kicked out of your feeder. At least you hope so. So if you have a lot of morning doves, you may know that your food that you're feeding your bird stinks.
Right? Gosh.
But you know one thing we were talking about, cardinals?
Uh-huh.
Cardinals don't usually fly directly to the feeder. What do they do?
They hop. They hop on the ground.
Right. Yeah,
And then they fly up to the feeder.
They kind of like are looking out to see if it's safe first.
It's safe, yeah. They're real cautious.
Yep.
Yep.
So, but things like, again, chickadees are one of my favorite birds.
Yeah.
It sounds weird because I would have never have thought that I would think that feeding the birds is something that I would like.
No kid. Really.
I'm totally geeked out by it. I mean, it is very, very cool.
You're one of the 40%.
That's right. Hey, I've got a large group. There's 50 million of us.
That's right. 50 million.
I want to belong.
Yeah, that's right.
I want to belong.
Be a birder, right?
Can't we all just get along?
Yeah.
But with, again, feeding the birds, make sure you're buying the best best seed possible. Kohl's is a great blend.
Right.
We do all of our own custom blends at Bloomers to make sure that it's not only a high quality, but also that it's clean. Like if you look at some mixes, there's stones in the mix.
Oh my gosh.
And it's right on. There's an analysis. You want to make sure that it's high in protein, but it's you want to look through it. And if it's cheap, it usually means that it stinks.
Yeah. Right. Don't go to your lumber store for that.
Yeah, and because the better the seed. Like, look, if you go to a restaurant and a restaurant's popular and busy, it's usually because of the food, not because of the feeder.
Right.
You want to do the same thing with your birds. You want to feed them a better food so that they'll keep coming back to your feeder.
Yeah.
You don't want them to think that that's the stuff they put out there, and there's three quarters of it I kick out before I find something.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And also, I was talking about sunflower hearts.
Right.
That's the sunflower without the shell.
Showing up. Yeah.
If you pour a piece of that in your hand, in your palm, and you pour the other one, everything that's in your palm is eaten. There's nothing that gets thrown out or kicked out. The entire quantity, every single piece is eaten.
Yeah.
Where on the other side, it's like all shells. So the amount of area that it displaces is so much greater.
Yeah, makes sense.
So even if it costs a little more, you're actually getting
more
for your money by buying a better food.
Yeah, that's great, isn't it?
Yep. I think it is.
Yeah, I think so too.
Any questions?
No. Oh, another benefit Okay. When you have all these birds around you, they're going to eat insects. You know what I'm saying? And so
that's right.
So, you know, if you have a lot of insects around your home, they're going to take care of that.
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm. They do. One other thing with that is that make sure that you're not cutting back some of your, say, like if you grew any coneflower, rutabaghia, certainly any of the sunflowers, the dwarf sunflowers we've talked about are so popular. Mm-hmm. Don't cut anything back of your perennials until the spring that have seed heads on them. So let the birds eat them.
Yep. More seeds is better.
That's right. You know? That's right. So call me a geek, call you whatever you want.
You're a birder.
I'm a birder. Yeah. I guess that's what I am. Them's fighting. Oh, no, they're not. Anyway, all right. We'll be right back in the garden right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Your next houseplant is waiting for you in Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse. Bloomers recognizes that houseplant choices are as important to your interior decorating as the fabric on your couch. The right plant paired with the perfect container can bring a dynamic change to your home. A houseplant brings life to your world and connects your home's interior to the greater outdoors. Even a small succulent placed on your coffee table has a way of connecting your living room to the Amazon rainforest. How about an air plant in your kitchen? Looking for an indoor flowering plant to add color to your plant palette? Bloomers has a large revolving assortment of flowering beauties. From aglaonemas to zizi plants, Bloomers Greenhouse is stocked with your next favorite indoor plant. Bloomers carries a large selection of pottery and containers to match your home's decor and make any of your plants more beautiful. Bloomers experts can help you care for your plants and have the fertilizer, insecticides, leaf shine, and specialty soils you need to grow healthy and happy indoor plants. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse and make every room in your home a living room. Visit bloomers.com for more information. That's bloomers.com. And we'll see you in the garden.
Wanting to up your game in the vegetable garden? With 90 years of organic gardening experience, the Espoma Company has you covered. Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your average garden variety fertilizer. Garden Tone is especially blended for organic vegetable gardens. Its all-natural formula contains Biotone, a blend of organic ingredients that supplies essential nutrients for strong, healthy plants and mouth-watering vegetables. Its slow-release formula provides continuous feeding. The Biotone contained in Garden Tone is a combination of organic ingredients and beneficial microbes to help roots grow deeper and faster for bigger, more bountiful harvests. Garden Tone is simple to use and safe for people, pets, and the planet. No harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers are ever added. You can find Garden Tone at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to find a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider, or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB, and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York Tri-State area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden. Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Hey, Julio. Uh-huh. My favorite houseplant is aglaonema. It's also known as Chinese evergreen, which I don't totally get, but it is a great plant.
It is.
What is your favorite houseplant?
The Rex begonia.
The Rex begonia?
Yeah.
Tell me why.
And I'll tell you what happened.
I'm really
Shirley Spurback was going to throw this begonia out, Rock's begonia out
right.
at work.
Okay.
Because it had one leaf and it really looked
Didn't
bad.
Look good. So you rescued it?
Yeah, I rescued it. And you should see it now, Len.
Explain it. What's a Rex begonia?
It comes from the Southeast Asia. It's tropical, subtropical, and also the whole thing about the Rex is about the leaves, okay? And there's so many of them, different varieties.
Because when I think begonia, I think wax begonia. Does it look like a wax begonia?
No, it doesn't. No. These leaves are about 6 inches long and 4.5 inches wide.
Big?
Yeah, big.
Big.
And they come in different color. I mean, different colors. You know, mine's silverish with burgundy underneath the leaves, okay? And it's got a little bit of dark burgundy on the top along with the silver. So it's
silver.
Really, yeah, it's pretty exotic.
Wow.
I mean, they are exotic plants.
How long have you had it?
Year number two.
Really?
Yep. And it's gorgeous. I mean, it gets better every year.
That's pretty incredible.
Now, it does get flowers, but they're really insignificant. You know,
for the foliage.
For the foliage, yeah.
Because we see Rex begonias all the time, and it's right. amazing how many different ones they are.
Oh, yeah. Mine's about 2 foot tall. Now, they can range from a foot to 2 foot.
Does it have a swirl in the leaf like some Rex begonias have, or does it have more of a star-shaped leaf?
More of a star-shaped and a vein, you know, very veiny mm-hmm. veins.
And it's fuzzy in a way, right?
Yeah, a little fuzzy in a way, yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Really gorgeous.
How often do you water it?
I keep it moist, okay? I have a regimen where it's every Friday I check it, okay? And I put my finger in there.
Your index probe?
My index probe, yeah. Make sure, you know, I can go in there. You want to let it dry off a little bit on the top before you water it again, you know, at least, a couple inches. But, you know, you don't want to sit in water because it'll...
See, that's great advice for almost all houseplants.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Especially those because they're rhizomes, you know, they're like...
What's a rhizome?
Rhizome is like stems, you know, the root systems are like stems. So if you have them always wet, you're going to rot those stems. You know.
Okay.
Okay.
I find most people are killing their houseplants with, you know, thinking they need to do more than they really do.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
We get that all the time.
All the time, yeah.
So, sunny? What kind of spot? Like, what room of your house is it in?
Okay. It's in the back of my home. It's in a family room.
Okay.
And it gets a little moist back. You know, it's a little humid back there, and it gets warm, so it loves that.
Now, is it warm from the sun, or is it warm from the heat of your house?
From the heat of the house, and I have it in indirect light.
Indirect.
Yes.
That's what we complain that we make gardening too hard for people. What does indirect light mean?
Okay. It means it's not getting direct sun from the window. Where I don't have it next to a window, so it's not getting that full sun hit.
All right.
I have it, like, in the middle of my room, where it's, you know— I have my windows are just getting the light from it, so it's getting not direct light.
You know, when we talk about poinsettias, we're going to talk about poinsettias in a couple of weeks. When I love the description of how to put in a poinsettia in what room, it's enough light to comfortably read a newspaper by.
Yes, isn't that wonderful?
Now, would you describe that?
I would describe it that way, yep.
Okay.
You know, you're able to see the plant.
Okay.
You know, along with your newspaper.
Along with your newspaper, and you can still read it without having to turn a light on.
That's right.
All right. Yeah. I get it. Yeah. That's great. I like great. Aglaonema because it needs no care. I mean, I have had the same, I think it's red, it's one of the red leaf varieties. Oh, yeah. I abuse that, the poor thing.
Really?
I mean, yeah, I mean, I'll water it when I remember.
You know?
And it's, there was one time where it like almost lost all of its leaves.
Oh, yeah.
But right now, it's coming back real strong. I mean, I've literally abused it.
Okay.
And, it sounds strange. It's just, when you have plants, there's some that you just want to die. And that this was one of them. I couldn't throw it out.
Yeah.
Because it was too much work to pick up and throw in the trash.
Gosh. How long have you had it?
I'm like everyone else listening, everyone.
yeah.
But I've had it 3 years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's why I was kind of letting it go. And man, I just started watering on a regular basis, and it popped right back. Boom, boom. No insects, no diseases, no problems.
Wow.
And now the range of colors are just tremendous.
Wow.
There's the red leaf varieties. I like Maria was talking about Silver Bay, where I love that variety, but it is really becoming more and more dynamic. So if you're somebody starting out, Aglaonema
is it?
Is it?
Yeah.
That's what I would try.
Easy plant.
Easy.
Yeah.
Super easy.
Well, you almost killed it.
Well, I was trying real hard.
Yeah, you were.
It didn't want to die.
Nah, it's all right.
All right. We're going to be right back in the garden right after this. You know, some of our most frequent questions revolve around organic container gardening for houseplants, annuals, and of course, vegetables. Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Blend Organic Potting Soil is a lightweight soil mixture made with salmon, blueberry, lobster, and other compost, as well as calcium and chitin-rich lobster shells, sphagnum peat, perlite, and kelp meal. It is a great soil. And Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Organic Potting Soil is rich in organic material, creating lush, disease-resistant plants that require less watering, less feeding. Its rich, dark brown color provides the perfect balance between water retention and drainage needed for healthy plants. Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Blend Organic Potting Soil is available at these local retailers.
Tony's Farm and Garden, Windsor, New Jersey. Espen Shades Garden Centers and Greenhouse, Lititz, Pennsylvania. Pickering Valley Feed and Farm, Exton, Pennsylvania.
Wanting to up your game in the vegetable garden? With 90 years of organic gardening experience, the Espoma Company has you covered. Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your average garden variety fertilizer. Garden Tone is especially blended for organic vegetable gardens. Its all-natural formula contains Biotone, a blend of organic ingredients that supplies essential nutrients for strong, healthy plants and mouth-watering vegetables. Its slow-release formula provides continuous feeding. The Biotone contained in Garden Tone is a combination of organic ingredients and beneficial microbes to help roots grow deeper and faster for bigger, more bountiful harvests. Garden Tone is simple to use and safe for people, pets, and the planet. No harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers are ever added. You can find Garden Tone at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to find a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider, or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB, and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Back to the garden, Bloomers in the Garden. Thanksgiving is coming up, Len.
Oh, I know it.
It's quick. Yep, Thursday, and we have some ideas on what to bring as a hostess gift.
What a crazy year.
Yeah.
You know, we talked around the table here during the break, and some of us aren't going anywhere.
Yeah, I'm not.
You're not?
No.
Well, yeah, I'm going to my sister's.
Oh, that's great.
And I appreciate her because otherwise, I don't think I'd be going anywhere either.
Mm-hmm, sure.
But I know that she's having, and it was talked about, the whole COVID thing and getting together as a group.
Sure.
And I've got nieces and sister, and I've got another sister, and that they're all, you know, going to be doing things.
Doing
but
okay.
The thing that we always talk about is you know, if we do this, what do you bring somebody?
Right.
And the first thing that I think about
is
your daylilies.
Yep. That's right. You always think about that.
And why do I think about your daylilies?
Because it's a gift that you can do, you know, you dig it out and you plant it for them.
Yeah.
And they'll remember you for it all the time because it's something that you gave them from your home and it's part of your life now.
So you're sharing a little, it's like almost giving them a piece of yourself.
It is. It
and
is.
Like, can any perennials be divided now?
Yes, you can still divide them, yeah.
Yeah, even though it's getting a little bit colder.
Yeah, it's still a little warm out there.
As long as you know where the roots are,
yeah.
Right? So it could be black-eyed Susans.
Yeah.
It could be, gosh, you, Hostas.
Hostas, yeah.
But the trick is making sure that you plan it for them.
Yes.
Nobody wants to be given more work to do.
Yeah. No. Especially during a holiday.
Oh, my gosh. It's like, here, you're cooking your turkey. Here's a, you know, here's a thing plant. Of roots you get to plant. You know?
Yeah.
And I always love that because that when they come to visit you, they'll see the same plant that they have. Oh, yeah. And that, you know, your family in a lot of ways. And
yeah, it's all connected.
Yep. I don't know. Nice. Whatever. Call me a geek. I'm a geek. I like birds and I like plants. All right? Leave me alone. Anyway, here's some other. If you don't want to split your perennials, I personally am sick of mums.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there is a variety called a paley mum or point paley mum. And it's a florist mum. And what that means is it's grown to be a decorative plant, not that mounding plant. Mm-hmm. That you
globe.
Get, yeah, not like a garden mum, and that it has it's a beautiful color of brown where the inside is yellow, and it looks more like a daisy than it would a mum, and the colors are what really make it look. It's a perfect Thanksgiving color scheme.
Mm-hmm. It's passable.
It's what?
It passes.
Passes?
It passes, yeah. It passes your test.
It passes my one? Yeah. I didn't know I had a test. Another choice?
Uh-huh.
Easy one. Succulents.
Yeah.
Oh. Still super popular. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody keeps wondering when succulents are going to die. When is that trend going to die out? But there looks like there's no stopping it.
Nope.
I think succulents to me are like cheating because they're so easy to take care of. You know, they could be real, they could be plastic, but they're easy to take care of. So you can give these as a gift without, again, taxing the person that you're giving it to. It's like, gosh, thanks. I'm cooking your turkey and now you're giving me something else to take care of. Just like now, and I've got to plant your damn perennials too.
Yeah, that's right.
But with succulents, do something a little special. Like, martini glass, put it in a martini glass, plant it in a martini. It's super easy. Yeah. And they're
creative.
Cheap.
Yep.
They're cheap.
Yep.
If there's something where, like, if you've got one of those, you know, antique bowls or you picked up at a auction or a flea market.
Antique store,
Put it in there. Like a little, you know, ever see those egg pans? They're, you know, the real tiny egg pans. You could plant one in there and use like a string of pearls along the handle.
Right.
Get creative.
Cookware. I got plenty of that at home.
Just get creative. Succulents are easy. They don't necessarily need a drainage hole, but you just have to make sure that, just basically tell them, don't take care of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Watch it.
You know, feed and water it, you know, once a month maybe. Yeah.
That's it.
Anyway, orchids to me.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about orchids, Julio.
Well, you know, my neighbor has one, and I gave it to her, and she loves it. I mean, she's still taking care of it, even though it doesn't have flowers, but, you know, we cut back the stem, and she'll get more, hopefully, in about another month.
The thing with orchids, everybody thinks that they're scary. I don't know how to take care of orchids.
No, they're easy.
Don't give me an orchid. I don't know what to. Orchids
what
are
happens?
Easy.
Yeah.
Orchids are easy. Mm-hmm. And I'm giving you permission right now. Once it's done blooming, you can throw it away.
Yep. No problem.
Doesn't it sound awful?
Yeah.
I don't care. Because they're hard to get to come back to bloom. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes orchids hard. Not taking care of them once they're budded.
Right.
That you're 65 to 70 degrees. Uh-huh. Hey, that's the temperature of our house.
It
you
is.
Know, you want to give it a bright light, but not direct light.
Yeah.
Okay, that's easy. Mm-hmm. That's like you're talking about your begonia. That's the kind of light your begonia gets.
That's right. Yeah, that's all
it is an easy, easy plant. We've mentioned my son, Carl.
Mm-hmm.
My son, Carl, I don't think he paid for it, but he stole one from Bloomers.
Oh, he did?
Yes, he did. But every once in a while, I'll see him take an ice cube and just drop it in the pot.
That's it.
That's all he needs to do.
That's it.
It just keeps the moisture around the root system hydrated enough. And you think about where these things grow. Like they're in the crotch of the trees in the rainforest where they don't like grow in the dirt.
No, they don't.
So again, orchids are easier.
Yeah.
They don't like to be taken care of.
Yeah.
And Maria wrote me a note.
Oh, she
go
did.
Ahead, Maria.
Okay, so Becky actually told me this. Fun fact about orchids is that they are the leading producer of vanilla. Vanilla? That's where vanilla comes from.
No kid.
Well.
Like vanilla extract.
That is a long, that's another show, but yes.
Right? I thought that was a cool fact that they came from orchids.
Family.
Family?
Orchid family.
Oh.
Let's go that. But so, yeah, but yes. I mean, and like there's Madagascar. I mean, we could do a whole show on that. It is, but very cool. And you would think it's like, all right, well, where does vanilla extract come from?
Yeah.
It comes from orchids.
It was actually another TikTok I saw too. It was like, Google it. And I was like, I already know the answer because Becky did this. But.
Well, I tell you what, you've had orchids. Are they hard?
I've never had an orchid.
Whoa.
I don't know. Like, it's too posh for me.
Too posh for
you? Yeah, I'm a little more boho-y.
Boho-y?
All right. So.
Okay.
Like, I called my sister the other day. I said, Danielle, you're more of like a rose, and I'm like a pompous grass. I'm like, just
oh, gosh.
Number three.
A pompous what?
Pompous grass.
Oh, grass.
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure. Anyway, I get it, though. I mean,
they're beautiful, just not my style.
It makes a great gift, though.
It does.
I mean, when you're bringing an orchid, just
they're a showstopper.
You don't tax people with having to worry about caring for them. All right, they need to be relaxed. But do you know what the number one plant that we sell for Thanksgiving is? Poinsettia.
Poinsettia. Yep.
We sell more poinsettias for Thanksgiving. Craziness.
Yeah,
craziness.
It is.
All right, we got to get out of the garden because we are running way behind. Yeah. We'll be right back right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden. See me and Julio
down by the schoolyard. All right, welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Julio, we are way over.
Oh, my goodness.
Listen, if you have questions, make sure you call the hotline, which is 609-685-1880. We'll answer any of your questions.
I hope all
of you have a great Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
So thankful for all of our listeners. Thank you out there.
Thank you for everybody.
Harry, thinking about you.
All right, Harry.
All right, we'll see you next week in the garden.
See you in the garden.
See you in the garden.